Well, Jack, it's 12 months since I spoke to you last about Kerry football. You're after taking it on for another 3 years. Did you agonise a lot about it? Were you slow making the decision? And I presume you had to consult your family and friends and people about the whole thing?
It was a difficult couple of weeks after the Down game, obviously, because, you know, you're disappointed and disillusioned, you know, when you get beaten, because you're... Most people think that you can take in your stride, but you can't really, because you don't prepare for it. You prepare to win, and that's it. You don't contemplate defeat. But after a couple of weeks, then, you know, things start getting back to normal. So, you know, I just feel that wouldn't be right, I suppose, to leave on that note. I'd rather leave on a more positive note. I mean, in 2006, when I left the last time, the team were on a high after winning in All-Ireland, and, you know, I don't want to kind of give the impression that I just want to get the cream off this team and not to try and put a bit back into it. So I think in balance, I just feel I have the energy maybe to go at it for another spell, you know.
It's a big undertaking, Jack, and the fact that you're after taking 3 years for it now, you said you have the energy to do it. Did you have to consult people? Did you have to think a lot about it? Did you consider at all packing it in?
I did, without a doubt. You know, I'd say if you asked... If you did this interview with me the week after the Down game, I wasn't very positive at all, you know, about it. But you know, you have to leave the emotion day down and just look at it in a logical, detached kind of way. And you know, when you do that, I think things aren't as bad as people make out to be. You know, there's always prophets of doom, I suppose, in every county, but they're definitely in Kerry anyway, and. You know, people think it's the end of the line, but you know, I think there'll always be footballers coming up in Kerry. It's a case of, can we, you know, blend a few of the newer lads into the team now? Because you know, you need to keep refreshing your team. There's no question about it. And I'd also like to say that the opportunities have been there for the last couple of years for new players to come into the team and. You know, when push came to shove, I suppose maybe they just weren't showing the form that was needed, and that's the challenge for them now. You know, they're just going to have to put their hands up and say, "Look, I want that jersey," and it doesn't matter who owned it before now. They have to show us that they want it, and if they do, they'll get every opportunity.
From my soundings around the county, Jack, and my own personal opinion, it was nearly 100% by what I could gather that you should stay on. Did the fact that the people of Kerry and the supporters wanted you to stay on and you were the man for the job, did that mean a lot to you?
Well, I suppose it's always nice to be, you know, to have positive vibes coming towards you, but at the end of the day, that didn't influence my decision one way or the other. It's just, you know, it's a massive commitment. People don't realise that, you know, looking at it from the outside, you know, they just see you on the big days in Croke Park or whatever, but the amount of hours that go into it outside of that and behind the scenes is phenomenal. I mean, I could be in the road virtually every day of the week, you know, either going to matches or talking to selectors or talking to medical people or talking to the county board or talking to players. So it's a massive job. It's really a job. It's a full-time job, really. And... But I still have a great grasp for it, and I still have a, you know, it's my life, it's what I know, and I get a great kick out of it. And I suppose the day I stop getting the kick out of it is the day I'll pack it in. But I think it's important. It was important to have a 3 year period, because I think that passes the signal to the younger players and the players trying to make a breakthrough that this management are there for the long haul, and there's an opportunity for us now. To stake a claim, and I think it's important to put out that signal to these players.
And of course, by virtue of the fact that your home is a huge football house, your wife Bridie is home behind you 100%, and your two sons, of course, the two of them are two young star footballers, so it's a football house really. So the fact that you're still involved in it being a football house all the time, that also helped too, because I would imagine, Jack, that it's football morning, noon and night behind in your house, and that probably helped you too.
Yeah, no question about that. You need support from your family, and sure they enjoy the crack as well. I mean, they enjoy the big days in Croke Park or Killarney or Páirc Uí Chaoimh as well. So that certainly helps. And you know, you, because you're, I mean, if you didn't have support from your family, you you wouldn't be at it because it's such an all-consuming job. That certainly was a factor, no doubt about it.
Well, I'm not going to ask, but you could be making the decision and your selectors about your two sons. Will they be coming onto the panel? Because they're two fine young footballers. That's for another day, we'll see. And they're two fine young men. Before we look forward to the future of the year, let's look back. It has been a traumatic year in many ways, Jack. There have been suspensions, there's been a lot of talk, and there's been the loss to Down. And was it one of your toughest years?
Funny enough, it wasn't. No, I thought the team in general were very tuned in this year. I mean, I would safely say, and this might sound ironic now, that the two toughest years I had, the two easiest years I had in charge of this team were 2005 and 2010, believe it or not. And they were the 2 years that we didn't win the All-Ireland. And the 3 years that we won it were tough years. Now, when I say tough years, there were tough moments during those years. Funny, you know, I mean, you know, 2004, I was new to the job and kind of taking a step into the unknown, and I found that difficult enough at the time. We finished up at the end being a great year because we won the treble, the Munster Championship, the league, and the All-Ireland. 2005, everything went right to the All-Ireland final. Everything went according to plan, and if you take that hour and 10 minutes out of it, it was a year where we had very little hardship, and you go on then to 2006 again. It was a tough year in the sense that we had a loss to Cork in the replay in Páirc Uí Chaoimh, and we had to go through the qualifiers, and you know there was a lot of bloodletting, I suppose, that year, and again finished up great, but tough enough year. Now, 2009, last year, then again we had, the long travel road through the qualifiers, and again finished up on a high, and we struggled for long periods last year. I'd say from a motivational point of view, we were just trying to find a spark in the team that wasn't there early in the championship, and we were adamant this year that the team would hit the ground running. And I think we did that. We did that early in the championship. I mean, we won a good Munster championship, beating Cork up in Páirc Uí Chaoimh was no mean feat, you know. So, in many ways, the team were exactly where we wanted them to be, right up to the Down game. And, you know, take the Down game out of it, I think it was an enjoyable year, you know.
But by virtue of the fact that you had lost so many great players, and that's well known, well documented, they had gone to Australia and they had retired, and then you had, of course, the suspensions coming up and along. Were you, in actual fact, on a loser from the word go, that you had lost so many? I mean, is there anyone could have won the All-Ireland, any county, after losing all those men? Or did you still think, despite everything that was happening, that you were going to win it?
I'd be a glass half full merchant, Rishi, nearly all of the time, because you have to be in the game. I mean, you have to be optimistic because you're surrounded by so much negativity in Kerry that if you weren't an optimist, you'd sink. You know, a good friend of mine used to call these fellas energy vampires, and he'd tell me you got to keep the energy vampires away from you, and I think that's very true. You know, you have to be positive, and I've never in my life gone into a game thinking we wouldn't win it, or go into a year thinking we wouldn't win the competition we were entering. So, I mean, looking back on it and looking from a distance, of course it was highly unlikely we were going to win the All-Ireland, missing, especially after the two suspensions, then you're missing six of your main players. I mean, do you look back on it? I mean, Tomás Shea, former player of the year, Paul Gallivan, current player of the year, Darragh O'Shea, you know, one of the all-time greats, and should have got player of the year down the years. Tighe Kennelly, who was phenomenal for us last year. Tommy Welsh, you know, the best young forward in the country. And Eoin Murphy, you know, three-time All-Star. Yeah. And you couple that with five or six others, you know, like Sean Sullivan and those fellas, not on the panel. So it was a massive ask. It was missing six players from the team and 11 in total from the panel, from the All-Ireland winning team. So it was always going to be a big ask. But there were, you know, there were players who were on the periphery for a couple of years getting bits of action. And, you know, it was a great opportunity for them to come in and stake a permanent claim. And that's the road we were going down. And you know, that's why we were still hopeful enough. You know,
many people would say, Jack, and I'd say it myself, that the nail in the coffin was the suspension of Paul Gallivan and Tomás O'Shea, and the manner in which they were suspended, and the manner in which they, I thought, I'm only giving my opinion, they were singled out by television so-called experts and other players who I had seen throwing punches and giving headbutts and giving other lot more things. They weren't singled out. I know it's something that you touched on yourself. You'll probably be throwing it behind you, but it's still something that Kerry people are galled about, and every Kerry person you'd meet is galled about what happened.
I think at this stage now we should just water under the bridge. I mean, I mentioned it myself, you know, a few times, and you know, when you mention it, then you're accused of sour grapes or being a sore loser or whatever. But look, it's behind us now. There's nothing you can do about it. The one that rankled big time with me was Paul Gallivan's suspension for the league game above in Park Urine. I mean, I know for a fact you saw the incident yourself that night. You were there yourself. I heard you saying that. And, you know, we showed the video evidence afterwards to prove that this man did absolutely nothing that night. He was an innocent victim. And that was the one, really, that caused us grief, because we went to a hearing and showed video evidence to prove that Gallivan was innocent that night. And yet we got an outcome afterwards, you know, which just was not satisfactory in our book. And it was due to that suspension then that the suspension for the Cork game was doubled, and consequently missed the quarter final. That's the one really that grates on me more than anything, because I think the man was wrong there. And I'm not condoning what he did in the Cork game up in Páirc Cliath at all. I'm not condoning that, or neither am I condoning what Tomás did. They know themselves they did wrong, but let's put it like this. I think the justice that was doled out was selective.
Would you hope, Jack, that for the next 3 years that there'd be more discipline overall in the setup in the Kerry panel, not signalling out any one particular player, and with the referees now doling out yellow cards and red cards at the rate of a mile a minute, that the fellas have to be more careful? How big a part will that play in the next 3 years?
Sure, I was talking about discipline. Was she inside in dressing rooms and inside meetings and all the rest of it? But at the end of the day, when players go out on the pitch, they have to take individual responsibility for their discipline, you know. And look, I think you were talking about a couple of isolated enough incidents. I mean, I think overall our discipline has been pretty good. I mean, there was stats there during the league where we were top of the fair play league as regards red cards and yellow cards and that. So I don't think in general there's a major problem with indiscipline. Obviously, there were a couple of incidents that shouldn't have happened. In general, Kerry aren't a dirty team in my estimation. Maybe other people think they are, but as I said earlier on, you know, at the end of the day, players have to take individual responsibility for their own discipline on the pitch, and that's the way it has to be.
Without going into any separate incident, Jack, in relation to the hand pass, you said early in the year when they brought in this new hand pass, and I heard you saying it, that it's going to cause problems. Now, without talking about Kerry games or any other game, we have seen all along there where the hand passes, they were pulling it left, right and centre at the start. I was at two matches in Kerry last week. There was no hand pass pulled. I was looking at a game in Dublin there over the weekend. There's no hand pass being pulled. The hand pass, really, and the interpretation of it, in my view, You have your own opinion, has been a disaster.
Look, to me, Rishi, it's a joke of a rule, because the one thing you need to do, that the authorities need to do, are simplify the rules. You need to keep the rules as simple as possible, so that everybody knows what a foul is and what isn't a foul. I mean, how ludicrous is it where you have men inside in studios playing replays of incidents in slow motion, grown men, and they can't decide among them what is a legal hand pass and what's illegal. You have fellas like Kevin McStay trying to argue that Donegal Welsh's hand pass wasn't legal because it was somewhere between Underhand and Lateral. I mean, mother of God, what kind of an area are you entering when you talk about that? Are they going to get an engineer in to look at something in slow motion and decide that, well, it wasn't completely underhand, it was slightly sidehand or lateral? I mean, sure, that's a ludicrous. That's a ludicrous rule, and it was only going to lead to trouble. And I said it before, there was a ball kicked, that this was going to cause pandemonium. And the irony of it was it cost us not one goal in the championship, it cost us two goals, because there was an incident in the game against Tipperary as well, where Kieran Donaghy passed the ball to Brian Sheehan that he stuck on the net. That was disallowed, and afterwards it was proved with a doubt that was a legal hand pass. And also the Donegal Walsh hand pass to Killian Young, crucial decision that changed the momentum of the game, probably in the same way that the square ball goal that Don got the last day changed the momentum of the Kildare game. So I don't want to be accused of being a bad loser or anything, and that's the last thing I want to get across here. But you have a situation where you have rules that aren't clear cut. I mean, look, the hand pass rule and the square ball rule, they're going to have to be cleared up one way or the other to simplify them. You have to simplify rules, because I've seen players playing in club matches, none of these hand passes are pulled. Mm-hmm. So it's like you have two different games. So players are going from club matches where one pass is allowed, then they're going to inter-county games where it's not allowed, or where some referees allow it, others don't. And sure, you have pandemonium then. I mean, we should be talking about the quality of football in this year's championship, not about this. Instead, the most of the talk in this year's championship has been about controversial decisions by referees and stuff like that. That shouldn't be the case. And whatever genius came up with this hand pass, he's done a serious disservice to the game, because we shouldn't be talking about stuff like that. We should be talking about the quality of the championship, and it's been a good championship. And in many ways, it's great for the championship. The teams like Down are making a breakthrough again with the great tradition they have. That's what we should be talking about. We shouldn't be talking about this stuff inside in studios night after night. About it's almost the first thing that comes up in debate after games. You know, look at the incidents there. Look at the point that wasn't allowed. Look at the square ball goal that was allowed. This, look at the hand pass that was legal that wasn't allowed. Look, it's taking from the real issue, which is the quality of football.
Well, any man that's involved in the game all his life will agree with you 100% there. I don't know where they're going myself either, but however, that's not my problem. Looking forward now, Jack, you're coming in for 3 years. I wouldn't say the Kerry are going to be down. I think they could win the All-Ireland next year. They might win it. They might be going through a lean period. But there is a bit of rebuilding to be done. What plans have you in mind? Naturally enough, you're not going to be telling me exactly what plans you have. But on a broad outline now, where are we? Where do we stand in Kerry in relation? We haven't won the minors since 94. Under-21s are beaten. Our juniors are beaten. Whether that has any respect. What's the broad outline in the back of your mind now for Kerry for 3 years? And by the way, have you an input into what's going to happen at minor under 21 and general level in Kerry?
Not really, Richie. That's only loose talk, to be honest with you. I don't know where that came out of. Look, as regards the outlook or as regards our ideas on it, we're going to watch the county championship and the under 21 championship. You know, next year we're going to be trying out a lot of newer players in the league. And the opportunity is there. I mean, there was never a better opportunity for a young player in Kerry than to come in and stake their claim. I mean, you had a young fellow like Barry John Kane last year made massive strides, enforcing his way, not just into the panel, but being a serious player in the panel. And, that's what you need, really. You need more fellows taking a leaf out of his book. And he made massive strides in 6 to 12 months. And that's what we're looking for. We want, and it's amazing what a younger player like that can do for the rest of the older fellas. He can re-energise them, and they get a great, the older fellas get a great buzz out of seeing a younger player coming on like that. Look, there's opportunities there for other fellas, and it's how much they want it. I've no doubt that the skill level is there in Kerry, but it's a bit more to it than skill. It's a very tough. Game to play at inter-county level. You really need a certain type of and an individual to make it at that level. And I mean, that's the advantage that, you know, fellas like Darragh O'Shea had over others. Mentally, he was very strong. He relished the battle. He didn't shrink when the battle was at its highest or at its toughest. He actually rose to the challenge. And that's a mentality that you kind of can't instill into a fella. He either has that or he doesn't have it. And it's that mental toughness as well as the skill and the other stuff that's required more than anything. But we're certainly on the lookout for fellas who, you know, who really want to make it and are prepared to sacrifice everything for it, you know.
Can we expect to see a different Jack O'Connell this year on the line? Can we, talking to the media, our training teams, or do you think you're going to go in with any change in your mentality and your setup in relation? You've been given this a lot of thought, no doubt at all about it, and you're going to be, I reckon myself, things are going to be a little bit different. Do they have to be different? Are you happy enough with the way you are?
that's a loaded question, Oishi. I don't know. I sure. You kind of have to keep reinventing yourself, because if you stay the same, you'll go backwards. But you just have to, as a manager, you kind of have to keep coming up with new ideas and throwing different things at players. And I'm certainly a different manager now to what I was in 2004. I don't know, am I better or worse, but I'm different. And I'm constantly looking for ways to improve myself and improve the way the team is managed and the team is trained and all the rest of it. And that's the challenge for me is, you know, in the next 3 years, because if you keep throwing the same stuff at players, they stop listening to you after a while. So that's sure there's a bit of fun in that too, trying to come up with something different and keep training and, you know, keep training and that interesting. So that's a big challenge.
You came in 2004, Jack, and on the death of your mother, Lorta Messenger. Your father has died since. A lot has happened. What has happened in Gaelic football since you came in? Is there a big change now from 2004 until this? Can you see things advanced even more in the line of preparations, in the line of training, and has everything changed?
Yeah, I mean, every year the level has gone up. I think the level of physical fitness and that has gone up, and there are no soft teams anymore. It's I mean, they talk about Kilkenny being a great team in the hurling, and they are a great team, and they're heading for the five in a row now, or they're challenging for the five in a row. But I actually think that, you know, the football championship is much more competitive than the hurling championship, and consequently what Kerry did in the 6 years was phenomenal. When you think that they reached six finals and won four, that's a massive achievement, given how competitive the football championship is. Because you look around the country, there ain't up to a dozen teams now, or maybe even more, that on any given day can beat anyone else. I mean, you have the Sligos of this world, you have the Limericks of this world, the Down coming from nowhere this year, teams like Kildare coming strong. These are teams that really weren't a factor 4 or 5 years ago. And it's very, very competitive now. And in general, it's very good for the game. I mean, outside of the controversies and the refereeing decisions and stuff this year, this has been a very good championship from a neutral point of view, because you have other teams coming to the fore, and the competitiveness is going up all the time. And it's great to see Dublin's curve going upwards as well, because I think, you know yourself, we should get a football needs Dublin more than any other team, because you wouldn't fill the cathedral in Croke Park very often if you didn't have the Dubs going well. And I mean, that was shown this year when they were struggling a bit. The following died away, and you had matches in Croke Park involving Dublin where you had under 30,000, which was unheard of. So I think, you know, if you get Dublin going strong in the next few years, it can only be good for football.
Would I be right in saying that this National League coming up this year, Jack, or next year, whenever it starts, is going to play a huge part in your, I suppose, you will have to rebuild one way or the other, anyway. There's going to be a bit of rebuilding going on. Will the National League be your main objective now in the line of reorganising things?
Well, it gives players an opportunity to get a feel for real competition, because the National League is competitive now. Most teams are set out their stall early in the year, seeing as it's played in the same calendar year. And we'll be given a lot of players opportunities in the National League. And that can only be a good thing, because in the 2004 league, we were missing the Gaelic players for nearly all of that league because of their involvement in the All-Ireland club. And it gave other players, you know, like Aidan O'Mahony and Paul Gallivan, fellas like that, a chance to stake their claim, and they finished up being, you know, finished up till we found that they were well up to it and were great players for Kerry afterwards. So as all, we'll certainly be looking to discover a few new players during the league and have a right strong panel then entering the championship.
Your all sideline general, Ger Keefe, is staying with you. One of the most passionate Kerry men that you'll find, and Alan O'Sullivan, the trainer. But you have brought in two more new men.
Yeah, just good to have Ger and Alan for a bit of continuity and experience. And we were obviously disappointed to lose Eamon, but you know, I think Eamon had his mind made up. He was going to do a 2-year stint, regardless of whether we won or lost. And you know, Eamon, I think deep down, wants to probably train teams and cut his teeth maybe at the underage level. And you know, there's no doubt in my mind that we'll see Eamon back again, because he's an awful lot of strengths and he added a pile to the management set up over the last couple of years. And we brought in Dermot, you know, who's a good solid lad and a good brain for the game, and he'll have a steady influence as well on you know, on our defensive set up. We've brought in Joe O'Connor, and who's a great experience and expertise in weights and conditioning and stuff like that. So he'll be very good as well. And Pat has decided to step back for a while, but I'm sure he'll be available for a bit of advice here and there as well if we need that.
You mentioned earlier on, yeah, Jack, you said every game you go out, you expect to win it. It's not outside the bounds of probability that Kerry could win the All Ireland next year. Would that be a far-fetched statement? I'm just talking now, hypothetical question, for the sake of the listeners and the sake of the Kerry supporters. We'll be there and thereabouts, because irrespective of what happens in Munster, we'll probably finish up in Croke Park anyway.
That's a long way down the road. We should, you know, it depends on what, on whether or not we find those players that we're talking about. I mean, you don't need to be a rocket scientist now to realise that we do need to find a few players and you know, trying to blend them in with the more established players. And a lot depends as well on the appetite that the older players have for battle again. I mean, you see, it's a fine line between resting fellas and then fellas coming back with the proper attitude and the proper level of fitness and that. So it all depends on how much they want to go again and how much they want to give it. There are no half measures. You can't be half committed at this level, because if you are, you'll be well found out. So, you know, I can't tell you now that the older players are going to come back with renewed vigour or with renewed enthusiasm. I just can't tell you. So it's a bit too far away to be making any predictions with you.
When your time was up after the Down game and people were waiting for you to make your decision, did you get any invitations from other counties to move? Or would you go to another county if an opportunity arose at some time?
I tell you, no, we seem far enough away from Kerry training. There's 50-odd miles each way, so I think that's my limit. That's my limit at the moment, no.
You also have another assignment this year, Jack. You're taking over in Kerry colleges and in the vocational schools. You're also involved in them. As a man who played with Kerry vocational schools myself, I always take a keen interest in what happened in those schools. And I would believe that things should be improved there, that they haven't been doing too well. I even see my own school in Killarney. They haven't won a county championship, I think, back since I played myself. Things can improve there, can't they? And what do you expect to do there?
Well, it's just an initiative that the Kerry Education Service came up with, that they wanted to improve the level of interest, I suppose, in Gaelic games in those schools and the level of coaching. So they've given me that job for next year, just to go in and try and improve the coaching structures in those schools and try and improve the interest, I suppose, and the profile of Gaelic games in the vocational sector. I mean, my involvement, I suppose, with the vocational sector goes back a long way, because I won a school All-Irelands with Scully Cullen as far back as 1997, and I actually trained a vocational school team for 3 years there in the early 90s, 91, 92 and 93, and we won a couple of All-Irelands. So I have a great graph for that sector and for games in those schools. So we'll see. It's a great thing to look forward to from my point of view, because it's what I like doing, and we're just looking forward to it now and hope it goes well.
It's a well-known fact, and you mentioned it there a while ago, that probably the hardest taskmasters in Gaelic football are the Kerry supporters. they know their football and they won't be long telling you where you're going wrong and where you're not going wrong. Did you find after the doubt? And by the way, the Kerry supporters, I said, this particular team that you've been involved in all along, was one of the most loved teams that ever came out. Did you find after the down defeat, did you find supporters very hard to please?
You see, I'd be a funny kind of a character in a way, in that I wouldn't put myself in the way of listening to supporters one way or the other, because if you were going to pubs and listening to fellas with a couple of pints in them, you might get a bit of fleck or whatever, but I kind of wouldn't be putting myself in the way of that. I'd be steering clear of it and keeping my own counsel. But in general, I mean, I've said it several times that people wouldn't appreciate this team until they're actually gone. And I mean, how could you criticise a team that have given the pleasure that this team have given and done something no other Kerry team ever did before, which is reach six finals in a row and win four of them and being within a hair's breadth of winning the other two. So, you'd want to be a tough test master now if you criticise that team. So I think in general, people realise that this team have given everything for the last few years, and inevitably there was going to come a day where they were going to fall short, and that day happened in Croke Park. And, Down have proved since that it wasn't a flash in the pan. They've proved by going on now to reach the final that they are a decent team with a good system and a good manager and great energy and method in their play. So, I mean, I can't see how fellas would be critical of the Kerry team in that scenario.
Finishing up, Jack, come to the conclusion. How do you relax? You're living in a lovely area down there, down at the tip of South Kerry. You're isolated from most people. And you're very fresh looking at the moment and very relaxed looking. You seem to have the batteries recharged. How do you do your relaxing?
I can switch off all right, we say. I play a bit of golf and I do a bit of cycling and running and walking, stuff like that, and a bit of swimming. So it's, as you said, Finian's Bay down there is a great spot to live. There's great scenery and great natural resources there and plenty of places to hide if you want to be on your own, and I still go back over to Drummond and we up the mountain there in Torsaline, which is fantastic because it's good for the soul and good for the mind to have a bit of solitude like that. So there's no problem with that, and I read a bit as well. So I can switch off all right, even though it's difficult to switch off when you're in the middle of the championship with Kerry, because it's an all-consuming job. But certainly in the off-season, I learn to switch off all right.
You're always very amenable to the local media. Jack, how do you get on nationally? What do you think of the national media?
I sure know. We should have gone a bit, I suppose, sensationalist or whatever. They see things in black and white, and there's no grey area with them. They sometimes go for the quick fix. They go for the sensational stuff, and to that extent, it's hard to find. To take them that seriously, because they don't look in depth at things by and large. But sure, they have their own job to do, and I suppose they'll do it to the best of their ability. But you wouldn't want to be taking a lot of notice of them. That's the one thing I'd say.
So finally, when you're going to start moving now in relation to the panel, when you're going to, what's going to happen now? What's going to be the first steps in your mind between here and Christmas? What's going to happen?
Well, I just need to get the management together in the next few days and plan what we're going to do. But certainly we'll be trying to get some of the younger players working on strength and stuff before Christmas on their, giving them individual programmes and that, because, you kind of have to start early with this, because if you don't, you'll be left behind. So some of the older players probably need a rest and a break from it and try and recharge the batteries. But I haven't even spoken to the management yet, so we'll be doing that in the next few days.
One of your sons has won an under-21 county championship. He was man of the match. Another one of them is playing in the minor county final this week against Kilcommon. Jack, two fine young footballers. You must be very proud of them, because you don't ever talk about your sons. But to have two sons winning county championship medals and being two outstanding young footballers, you must be very proud of them.
That's good for them. We see in an era where there are a lot of temptations out there, off the field, like drink and drugs are becoming very prevalent now, and I always say that if you're involved in games of any shape or form, that they're a great form of, it's a great way to keep yourself disciplined, and it gives you a natural buzz. Being involved in sport gives you a great buzz, and then you don't need the artificial highs that you get out of drugs and drink and stuff like that. And long may it continue that they stay involved in the game, because if they're involved in games, then there's a good chance they'll be disciplined and that they're in their lifestyle and in their life in general. And you know, there's there are only positives that can come out of that, nothing else.
Down or Cork for the final, Jack?
It's a hard one to call, Weeshie, because I'd have to say that Cork haven't hit the levels they had last year. I mean, Cork were the farm team in the country, I suppose, from April to August last year. Cork were playing phenomenal football. And, I mean, they blew us away in Páirc Cúib by 8 points in the replay. They beat Tyrone by whatever, they beat him by 5 or 6 points in the All-Ireland semi-final. So last year, they were playing great football in that period. Now, they played pretty well enough in the final as well. I mean, for the first 15 minutes, they were giving us plenty to think about. But this year, I just don't think that they've looked the same team physically. They're not running with the same freedom and the same energy that they were doing last year, and they haven't flowed. Now, I don't know what the reason for that is. But if they do get it together and they hit form, I think they'll win it, because you know they have the experience of being in the final last year. Can't buy that, like, you know, everything has fallen for Down up to now, in the sense that they've come from nowhere. There's no pressure on them, but there will be pressure on them in the final because of the record, the Down record of never having lost a final. I think that pressure will start telling on the Down players in the lead up to that final. It'll be a great challenge for their manager James McCartan to insulate them from that pressure, because I don't care what you say to players, they read papers, they listen to fellas, they're not in a professional environment. They're meeting the Joe Bloggs in the street every day that's telling them they're going to win it. I think Cork are in a better position going into it because they've got a lot of criticism. They're coming in slightly under the radar, and you know it's really in their laps. If they produce a big performance, I think they'll win it. Now, if they play the way they've been playing up to now, Down certainly have a very good system of play, make it they're hard to break down, and they have a few lethal forwards. But I just think that Cork have an awful lot of power and athleticism and options around the pitch that just might prove too much for Down. But then Cork will win it if they perform to what they're capable of performing. But if they don't, I mean, Down team, you can't underestimate them. They are no flash in the pan. There's no doubt about that.
Well, Jack, I want to thank you for taking time out. You're a busy man, I know that. You're fun to be hopping there when we're talking. You're a very passionate man, a very driven man, a very focused individual. And I've no doubt Kerry football is in safe hands anyway for the next 3 years. Some great men have gone before you, and you're as good as any of them that have gone. So the best of luck from everybody in Kerry. Jack, the best of luck for your 3 years anyway. And I've no doubt the Kerry supporters and the Kerry followers and the Kerry public, I know that they're behind you 100%. And that's a huge thing. So the best of luck anyway, and keep up the great work.
That's fine. Thanks very much, Richard. Good night.